I listen with my mom all the time.
Because it's fun.
I love it.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
I listen with my mom all the time.
Because it's fun.
I love it.
It's time right now on UK Talk Radio to welcome back Helen Counts, who is a fantastic artist, already with a single in the UK Talk Radio Hot 50, which is Some Healing. The song has reached number 11, so just outside of the top 10. It's an awesome achievement, and the good news is Helen has a fantastic new single out. The single is called Shaky Ground. Helen, welcome to UK Talk Radio. So tell us about this awesome new single.
Kind of went into the vault a little bit, and I found Shaky Ground. It's a song I had not recorded. The fun part is that I kind of changed it up, kind of added the bridge. And so it's a song from two different decades, if you will, where I think the title really applies to kind of the world that we have going on. And so I thought it was a good time to bring it back and kind of give it some extra oomph.
It has got that extra oomph. It's a really up-tempo track. It really sounds exciting. And I guess coming out of kind of what the world has gone through, this is quite really, we need optimism, don't we?
Right, exactly. I mean, you can write about intense topics. You can write about relationships. And it's okay in music. I think you get a little more... I get a bit of a pass, I guess, if you will, for writing about things that are more intense, more complicated, and you put it in music form, you put it in up tempo, and I think you can reach more people and perhaps convey the feeling, even if it has some intensity to it, it's still an upbeat song and can still have a powerful message.
And the title, Shaky Ground, is there anything behind that? So any kind of meaning on Shaky Ground?
Right. I think it's sort of a timeless theme. I tend to write songs, as most people probably do, about relationships, about that vulnerability. I think a lot of things that are sort of a little bit uncomfortable and not an everyday conversation lend themselves well to songs. And I tend to live there when I write things. And so, you know, relationships, whether they're going good, whether they're in transition, whether they're new, are always just a little bit shaky or a little bit vulnerable. And then you throw it into the current setting. And I ended up adding the bridge, which I think was a powerful part of the song. I wrote that a couple of weeks ago. And then, you know, the whole concept of shaky ground applies to what the world we're in. And then the feelings in the song are also shaky because they're vulnerable and emotional. So it's kind of a layered effect.
And for you, the process of writing a song, can you get inspiration anywhere? Can you just be driving in your car or in a shop? Well, where does inspiration come from?
I think inspiration comes from relationships. I think it comes from the emotional topic first, and then I think you get the music to match with it. And as any musician will attest to, if you get the combination of the two just right, you get yourself a hit. You know, when I was trying to figure out the tempo of the song, because I originally wrote it in a slower tempo, and it was just a little bit too slow and didn't really convey as much oomph. And I worked with the producer that we worked on the project with, and we kind of delved into sounds from different decades, kind of put it together. So it's got a little bit of a retro sound, a little bit of a modern kick. And so we kind of delved into a lot of different styles and gave it that upbeat tempo. And I think that really brought it together. So I think if you keep yourself open-minded to different approaches, maybe not your original idea, and you tweak it, I think you can get something really special that may surprise even you.
And that gives us quite an idea of how much work is involved, because obviously you've got the lyric, but as you mentioned there, you're working with the producer, the song is taking even more shape, there's even more work to do.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I talked to an old friend of mine who really liked this song back when I was performing it kind of in a different sort of more raw, slower form. And I was talking with her and I said, you know, I want to put a bridge in it. It fulfills the song. And she helped me kind of come up with a powerful bridge. And she goes, that's it. That's the feel of the song. And so that was kind of special to pick someone's brain who had listened to the original song. And that was a special moment to bring it all together as well. I think you really need to let a village in to a song to give it the most power. That's my opinion.
Hidden in the backyard, therein lies a shaky spot. Do I dare remember? Morning rises with the thoughts, so long extinguished. Do we look for what we find? Oh, it lies within us. Shaky ground to wander, passing a familiar spot, as time drawn me under.
Counts on UK Talk Radio and Shaky Ground. So, Helen, we've been talking about your brand new single. What future projects do you have on the horizon?
You know, I really had a fun time doing this up-tempo song. I think it might be something that I'll look into. It, you know, it's a sound that I'm interested in. What comes next is sort of what comes next, right? What idea comes into my mind. But I had a lot of fun going into the studio and singing this more up-tempo song, and so I think I told the gentleman who recorded the vocals, I said that was kind of fun, and he and I had a good time doing it. So maybe I'll stick with that. You just never know what topic. You have to get the topic. It has to match the music. So it's whatever the idea has to really match, or I don't think it's authentic.
So maybe you've discovered a kind of avenue that you might want to pursue for future music then. This could be something that carries on from here.
Absolutely. I think, you know, when you can put it on in the car and you're on a road trip and you can throw that song in, that's really fun, you know. And not everything lends itself to that, but I think that's a topic I'll have to look for something that would mesh with that. And I think those are the fun songs people play. I think those are the songs people put on playlists, and it gives them some joy to listen to, and that's what it's all about.
And when you're not producing and making your own music, what sort of music do you listen to? What do you enjoy the most?
You know, I went back a couple of decades and listened to songs. I mean, I went to songs for this project going back even into the late 70s, into every single decade to present time, to get the sound for Shaky Ground, which was really fun. So I was listening to old Police songs. I listened to old Fleetwood Mac. I like Bonnie Raitt. I like, you know, even the popular ballads with, you know, Ed Sheeran. There's all these different sounds. Brandi Carlile, all these different sounds that you can listen to, and they take so many common sounds but make them so unique. And I think that's what makes a great artist. But my feel is to have a strong vocal. That's kind of what my push is, and to work it around that. I'm really into the sound of a harmony sound. That's really a thing for me. So I would never release a song without those factors in it. But I think if you look at vocal sounds throughout the decades, those are the timeless. Those are just the timeless songs that no matter what year it is, you could always put it in your playlist.
Some great elements there, as you mentioned, and obviously a diversity of music that you listen to and bring to your own music to produce a unique sound. And I think harmonies, as you say, just picking up on one of the things that you mentioned, harmonies just bring something magic. They lift a song, don't they?
They do. You know, when I was in school in the 90s, I listened to a lot of the Indigo Girls. You know, a lot of my friends from various backgrounds, we would go to concerts, and it would be men, women, all these different backgrounds. And it just, you know, there would just be a silence that would come over when some of those harmonies came out. It just a timeless gem of songs in their vault. That's a huge influence for me. And I think it pulls out so many layers. And I think you hear people singing in the audience one harmony, someone singing the other harmony. And I think without that, you just lose some of the layering. But again, it's a different style that everybody has. It's just an influence that I have.
And when you've got an idea for a song, and maybe you've got a lyric down, and then you're obviously thinking about the melody, putting it together, how do you work? Do you have a guitar? Do you sit with an instrument? How do you actually go from having a lyric to then producing some music to go with it?
Right. Well, you know, interestingly, when I was in school, I didn't advertise it too much, but I took banjo lessons with my guitar lessons in middle school. It wasn't the coolest thing, but being from Virginia, my father was into bluegrass, so I've got an Appalachian bluegrass influence, and a lot of banjo is a lot of finger picking. So you can start a pretty interesting song with some of the banjo transitions and things like that, and then you can work into chords, work into rhythm. So I tend to work with a lot of the finger picking, which can lead itself to the beat and lead itself to perhaps where you pull out some of the harmony from some of that. So I probably tend to start with the finger picking. I move the capo up and down to see the tone I want to start in. And I think a lot of that leads to layering of sound. I wish I did play piano. I think that's a wonderful instrument to write songs on. I just never got those lessons in.
Well, most musicians who've made it don't say the main thing most of them say is they never had lessons. So I think you would be with the majority of musicians on that one thing.
Right.
So Shaky Ground, we wish you all the best. That's be entering the charts very soon. So wish you all the best with that. Where can we get hold of Shaky Ground?
Yes, it's on streaming, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, Pandora, Amazon. I've got a lyric video on YouTube for people that don't have streaming. So there's a lot of places to grab. And of course, on your station, it'll be played. So I'm really excited for all the people who can listen to it.